This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The drum shall set you free!
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nanny. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery.
Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
Say hello to TMB. Welcome, TMB.
RSB, what's up, my friend? How are you?
We're doing great here, considering everybody's dying from the flu everywhere. According to the media, it's all going to get us. We're all going to be dead by the end of the show. No, I know that's being negative. Stop being so negative, Robert. No, I'm just teasing. We opened, Ty, the first hour. I was so intense because I was trying to counteract the flu propaganda to promote flu shots, not just for people, but for pets, too. They don't give up. And I mentioned historically about how homeopathic schools, naturopathic, I mean, these different kinds of doctors, actually a great success, even in 1918, with the most deadly flu in the history of man.
Yeah, you know, Robert, that's true. They did. Here's an interesting tidbit, and this was a statistic that I quoted in my book, Work With Your Doctor, Dr. Farley and I published it about 6 years ago now, I believe. But this is a study from 1918, and this was published in the Journal of the American Homeopathic Medical Association, that the rate of death for standard care back then, which would have been drugs amongst other things, including vaccines, was around 30% across the United States. The death rate, 30% of people treated with conventional medicine died. Homeopathic, and these are tens of thousands of cases on both sides of the coin, homeopathic death rate was 1%. Mm-hmm. So the death rate for conventional medicine was 30 times greater than homeopathic treatments.
Absolutely sensational. I'm holding in my hands a book that I got when I was out at one of the naturopathic colleges out west. I think it was the time I lectured out there. And, you know, despite the naturopathic schools being enveloped or let's say devoured by the allopathic concepts because of the Flexner Report of 1910, there was a great historian there. It was written or edited by Susanna Saranko, ND, forward by Rick Severson. And it's called Origins of Naturopathic Medicine. I'm holding this up for those of you watching on YouTube. And I'm just going to 1917. Medical tyranny defies the Constitution of the United States. Naturopath Benedict Lust. Extracts from lectures by Dr. William Hovard at the New York School of Chiropractic during the 21st Annual Convention of the ANA, the American Naturopath. So all drugless practitioners were welcome to this. And there was an editorial in 1918, Naturopathy and the Epidemic. And you go through this, you're like, dude, they knew. They were addressing the so-called devastating, deadly Spanish influenza and succeeding right, left, and center. But the allopaths were suppressing it with their drugs and killing their patients, just like today.
I was about to say that, Robert. Nothing has changed. It's been 100 years, and nothing has changed. It's still the same. We've made progress in every other endeavor, but not in modern medicine.
Yeah. I mean, granted, they've got, what would we say? There are advances in, well, we can use lasers to cut you open, right?
Sure.
That's kind of cool.
And, you know, trauma medicine is amazing. You know,
yeah.
They can save people's lives today routinely with injuries that would have killed someone 100 years ago. But,
yeah.
You know, it's amazing what we can do in medicine. But as far as treating chronic degenerative disease and staying mm-hmm. healthy, no, it's not working.
Well, and even in acute infectious disease, we recognize that, yes, there are some interventions that can be life-saving, but we also recognize here on this show that there are holistic health professionals that can do better than even the so-called gold standard allopaths when it comes to acute intervention. And I'm not talking surgery at this moment for accident victims. We're talking about infectious disease like influenza. The fact that the homeopaths, the naturopaths, the chiropractors, these folks that did non-drug therapies were succeeding where allopaths 100 years ago were abject failures, and they're abject failures today.
Yeah, yeah, nothing has changed. It's really amazing how effective homeopathy has been at certain ailments. And the interesting thing about homeopathy, which is frequently used on animals as well, and that it works. You know, we've mentioned the story of our cat Miracle that we saved. Yes. With Arnica Montana. Charlene saved her life. We've seen that happen over and over again with animals, and there's no placebo effect with an animal because they don't know what you're giving them. So if it works on an animal, you know there's something to it, and there's certainly something to homeopathy.
Absolutely. A worldwide system of medicine. The World Health Organization at one point said it was maybe the second most utilized medicine around planet Earth. And that means more than the allopaths have. But regardless of whether it's popular or not, I don't use it because more people use it than allopathic medicine. I use it because it saved me. And it works, and it helps many people, as does naturopathy and chiropractic and osteopathic medicine that's non-drug, although the DOs now can prescribe drugs. But the idea here is freedom. Freedom, folks. Freedom in healing. Freedom to move about the earth cabin without being molested by medical doctors. Is that too much to ask?
It's not. And that's how can you not agree with just the premise that we should all have the freedom to stay healthy and to treat disease and prevent disease the way that we feel like we should? I mean,
right.
Who doesn't agree with that?
So that's the local CVS calling up to schedule your flu shot, calling you right now, right?
It probably is. You know what? Now that you mention that, you know, what did happen to me a couple weeks ago, I had to go in and get a passport photo, and I went into this local drugstore, and they said, "Hey, excuse me, sir, would you like a free flu shot?"
Wow!
And because you don't even have to have a copay now. You can get it's all free. It's all subsidized. But I was just in a really snarky mood that day, and I said, because she couldn't have been early 20s at the oldest, maybe it's a late teen, and she was just real bouncy and bubbly. "No, would you like your flu shot?" I said, "If you can tell me what's in it, I'll take it."
And, no,
it was like no. No, she had no idea what was in it. And so as a result, I just said, "Well, no, thank you."
Right. Did you actually read some of the ingredients to her, or did you just kind of let it go at that point?
No, I didn't. I just let it go. I just said, "Well, if you can't tell me what's in it, then you want to inject me with it, then I'm not going to have it. Thank you, though."
Right. You should have said, if I can't smoke it, I don't want it. Oh, man. Speaking of the permission culture, right, we got kids. My son turned 18, but he still has to ask permission because he lives at home. He's not paying rent yet. He's still in high school. But the idea of permission is one that is appropriate when you're dealing with other people's property, okay? But when you're dealing with your own property, you shouldn't have to ask permission. What is ultimately the closest thing in terms of you will never be separated from this property until you pass from this place? It's your body. And yet they demand that you ask permission of government to, for instance, to have your child or yourself treated for cancer in ways outside of the realm of chemotherapy, radiation, and surgery. There's something wrong with this picture.
There is. Forced medicine is criminal, right? If we don't have the ability to choose the way that we treat or prevent illness, it's criminal. That's what the Nuremberg tribunals were for. Was the Nazis and even IG Farben, believe it or not, the Bayer, Hess, and BASF, they went on trial in Nuremberg Tribunal Number 6 for crimes against humanity because they were forced medicating people against their will. That is a crime by definition. So we should always have a right to choose in medicine. And any time that you have forced vaccines in order to get to school or forced drugs in order to do this or forced vaccines to travel, that's a crime against humanity.
And permission, the concept of permission. I want us to think about this. You folks that are adults that are listening to me right now, particularly in the United States of America, where in theory, the government is the servant to you, not the other way around. That also doesn't mean the government's supposed to take care of you. But that's, again, socialized systems that have enveloped America since the FDR administration. Permission not required.
Well, here's the thing, Robert. Mm-hmm. Like when we look at carrying a firearm. Right. I believe that it is our God given right to be armed, to carry firearms.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need a jurisdiction telling me that's okay. I don't need that. I already know that. I don't need them to tell me it's okay to breathe air. I already know that. We do that as soon as we're born. I don't need them to okay that. And so I don't believe that we have to get the stamp of approval from a certain mm-hmm. jurisdiction that man made up to say that we can exercise our God-given right to bear arms.
Yes, and speaking of that, a very interesting article from the 10th Amendment Center, our good friends there, permission not required, constitutional carry bill up for consideration in Nebraska. Now, what's interesting about this, constitutional carry is a concept that says, you know what, the Second Amendment says the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. What part of shall not be infringed do you not get? But so many people that believe in the right to keep and bear arms do subjugate themselves when they ask permission of a state or federal agency to carry, concealed carry, for instance. And the reality is, you ask permission, now it becomes a privilege, right? Suddenly the right is not a right, it's a privilege that can be taken away. And I think this is an important next step in our education, if you will. Getting people out of government indoctrination centers, i.e. public schools, and even the private schools that don't teach this. Autonomy, sovereignty, the concept that rights come from God, not from government. And so this concept of, yeah, I'm all for when the governor and the state government says, yeah, you don't have to ask permission to conceal carry or carry at all because it is your right by virtue of your birth, as, you know, as an adult particularly. So, you know, I raise this issue as well because those who have asked permission to get medical marijuana, right, I like to call it cannabis, but they also are now finding out that if they have one of those cards, even though it's legal and the state provides it, the feds come back in and say, oh, you have one of those cards? You no longer have the right to keep and bear arms because you've subjugated yourself under what was formerly a servant government. Now it's become your ruler, your king, your queen, your emperor, your God. And I know it's probably a mean thing to say, but it's true and it's necessary. Maybe it's not mean. Maybe it's kind to tell people this, TMB. What do you think?
It is kind. It's always kind to tell the truth. Well, I mean, I guess it depends on how you tell the truth, right?
Mm.
But it's always right to tell the truth. So we should. And, you know, you mentioned you don't like to say marijuana. I'm glad you brought that up because marijuana was not a term that was in the English vernacular here in the United States or in the American vernacular here in the United States before it was introduced by the DEA. And so, as a matter of fact, the American Medical Association, all practitioners prior to it being made illegal in 1937 used it, and they didn't even know what marijuana was. Otherwise, they would have protested.
Right. They didn't know at all. So what we got here is going outside the box with Ty Bollinger. We cover things in broadcast media you will not hear anywhere else. And I'm so glad when TMB is here with me, RSB, and Super D, and Ben on the board. We got lots more happening. Those of you watching on YouTube, don't go anywhere. We'll talk on the break, too. You'll get bonus time with Ty Bollinger. Stick with us.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, DanPilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME 44 to 42424.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you're watching on YouTube, I'm holding up the book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box, where it all began. My buddy, TMB, Ty Bollinger, and all the books he's written since then, including The Truth About Cancer. You mentioned Work With Your Doctor. Of course, the book we wrote together, Unlock the Power to Heal. Fantastic, fantastic information, really empowering you to get well and stay well with no permission required. Imagine that. Is that blasphemy? Only to the government, the feds that want to maintain a slave relationship with you. We don't approve of that relationship, do we?
I don't approve of it. I can agree with you. I concur with R&D on that.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, my friend TMB, why is America the most dangerous of wealthy nations for a child to be born into?
Well, I did not read the article. I know you're not surprised, but I've got my theories on
yes?
why this, on reasons. Why is it one of the most dangerous wealthy nations? Mm-hmm. I think number one, is the fact that the medical system is, the insurance system has covered so many people that they are able to get the free or to very cheap vaccines. They're able to get the very inexpensive drugs. And so I think the vaccines, number one with the kids, is we know the studies by Miller and Goldman show that America has, of the industrialized nations, I think the top 35 industrialized nations, mm-hmm. America has the number one child death rate. And also has the most vaccines per infant, where Norway, Sweden, Denmark, I think those countries have the fewest vaccines and the lowest death rate. There's certainly a correlation between the vaccines and the rates of death amongst children. Mm-hmm. There's no doubt. Miller and Goldman prove that. That's why if somebody is a pro-vaccine person and you bring up that study, all they can do is try to make light of Miller and Goldman. They won't argue with the data because the data is what it is.
Yeah, they don't want to acknowledge what you've just said, though, about the real cause, why we have such a high rate of infant mortality, for instance, in as all the industrialized nations, why are we number one on that horrible list, right? And they call it the OECD, the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development States, 19 of them, the OECD 19. And it says on this WHO mortality database, they got 114 countries that belong to the WHO, so they assess all of these countries and figure out these stats. And they said in 1961, the number of children and teens in the OECD 19, 144 million, was twice as high as the U.S., 71 million. By 2010, that gap had closed substantially, 112 million to 83 million, respectively. So again, we've gained in population of certain subgroups, but at the same time, when they look at the all-cause mortality, infant mortality rates, back in the 1960s, U.S. was 240.7 deaths per 10,000 infants, compared to 250 per 10,000 in the OECD 19. Okay, but now it's the other way around, and it's much worse here in the States. And I think day one, if your child is born in a hospital, and if you don't know to put a halt to this, they will immediately give them a hepatitis B vaccination for an STD. You can only get by having dangerous, unsafe sex practices, as they say, or sharing a tattoo with a dirty needle, for instance, a needle that's, these are kind of crazy things that infants don't normally do, of course. And that's, number one. Then if you go into vitamin K shots, you begin to see what's in a vitamin K shot. You're like, well, that adds to the mix. And then what do they got? 2, 4, 6, 8-year-old healthy baby visits? How many of those include more injections, TMB?
They all do. And that's the thing. That's why we have, however many shot injections we have, vaccines, I've heard 69, I've heard 72. I mean, they just keep growing and growing how many, vaccines you get. Before the time that you're out of school. But there's way too many. And there's instances and stories that we've covered on this show several times of an infant going in and getting, 8 shots at one day and then ended up dead the next day.
Yeah. Sudden infant death syndrome, SIDS, I think, is a vaccine-induced disease or death.
Right. Yeah, and that's – but, vaccines aren't even questioned at that point. It's like Nico LaHood said it the best, the district attorney from San Antonio for Bexar County, Texas. He said, this is the most bizarre thing to me. And when a child is damaged by a vaccine, we don't investigate the vaccines. Or if it's damaged close to the time they were vaccinated, why do they not investigate? He said, as a district attorney, if there's somebody killed and 5 people were in the room and I go in there and I immediately say, we're only going to investigate those 4 people, that 5th person couldn't have been guilty. He said, I would be fired.
Right.
That's what we do with vaccines.
By the way, folks, as of 2010, the last time the study numbers were published, the OECD 19, those 19 industrialized nations versus the United States, mortality, infant mortality, 76% higher than the OECD here in the United States. How did that happen? TMB just lets you know. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we're back. We got DMV, we got RSB, we got Super D. It's called Outside the Box. Each and every week we do this, and thanks to our friends at Organics and all the wonderful products, especially Super Don's favorite, the Organic Greens. We do have a contest going on right now. We're trying to run that through the 15th of this month, and we're going to be giving away some Outlaw Vaccine t-shirts for those who would wear it. We've got some organics products that we'll be giving away, but I want you all to check it out. In the show notes, robertscottbell.com, there are banners that Super Don has placed there. Click on them. It'll take you. You can learn more about the products. We have interviewed Doc Newsom many times over the last few months now. Great information to give you the backstory to understand why things are put together the way they are. and why we're utilizing the organic product. So TMB, thank you for that. And a lot of our listeners and watchers on YouTube are benefiting greatly.
Hey, no worries. I love the organic greens as well. Drink them at least twice a day, sometimes more. I mean, I'm down here drinking organic greens all the time. So rock and roll, brother.
Bonus time. We got questions coming in.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
This one's coming from Patsy. She says, I'd like to hear you address nebulizing colloidal silver again, please. So many are suffering a horrendous, debilitating, stubborn cough lately. And what kind of nebulizer do you and recommend? Thank you so much, Patsy. Well, Patsy, honestly, I'm not so concerned about which brand of nebulizer. They all basically do the same thing. And TMB, by the way, you've used the nebulizer at home for your family, too, like I've done with my kids, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've nebulized silver before. And not only silver, other substances as well. You can nebulize just about anything as long as it's liquid. You don't want to certain things, but you can nebulize them.
Cats have nipples. You can milk them, can't you?
Can you milk me?
Okay.
That, of course, was from what movie?
Meet the Parents?
Meet the Parents.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Well, listen, Patsy, what you do is you put a teaspoon of the hydrosol, if you're doing the silver, into the nebulizer and breathe it in. It can take 5, 10, 15 minutes, depending on the nebulizer you use. I have an Omron. That's a brand, but I'm not saying that's the only one you can get. You can search online. There's a lot of them, and they vary from $30 to $300. I have mine's an ultrasonic. Some of them are considered steam. I don't know. But as long as they convert the water into a vapor for safe inhalation, you can use it that way. And it's primarily designed, silver specifically, as antimicrobial, but it also downregulates tissue inflammation and upregulates regeneration of healthy tissue. And as I've said many times over the years, you're dealing with an end-stage adaptation when your liver and kidneys are congested, when you're not detoxifying. Let's say you had a flu, you got a fever, you overcame it, and you're starting to feel good, but you're not all the way there, and you start to develop a cough, right? A rattly mucus in the lungs. It's because the body has not been able to clear the debris fast enough, consistently, completely enough, that the compensation is that your lungs now become an excretory pathway for debris instead of just CO2. Am I making any sense there, TMB? I don't want to talk over anybody's heads.
Hey, you're making sense to me. Don't ask me to repeat it. Or don't give me a quiz on it. But yeah,
no quiz,
you're making
no.
A lot of sense. You always make a lot of sense. That's the problem, Robert. You make too much sense.
Right. Talking Heads made that song about me. Stop making sense! Or was that an album?
I don't remember. I wasn't too much into the Talking Heads. I just remember one of their songs.
Which one? Burning Down the House?
Yeah, Burning Down the House, man.
Great song. I mean, when disco was... That was better than disco, that song. You could dance to it.
It was good. It was a good song.
Yeah. Anyway, Patsy, I hope that's helpful to you. Repeat as needed. And in page 101 of Unlock the Power to Heal, the expanded edition, we have a whole chapter on pulmonary health that was added into there. So if you're not sure, go ahead and read that again, including homeopathic remedies and herbs that are mentioned for lung issues, lung maladies. Now, I want to get to the gut bacteria cancer connection, because the microbiome, the study of the microbiome is just moving so rapidly, it's hard to keep up with it all. It's very exciting, although a lot of people are afraid because, my gosh, if people could take probiotics and they don't need us doctors to do fecal transplants, what are the doctors going to do?
Fecal transplants. Every time you talk about that, it makes me laugh.
I'm glad it makes you laugh. It makes me kind of gag. It's like, oh, no. So what is this story? Gut bacteria. How your gut bacteria may protect you against cancer. I mean, is there something more besides the obvious that the microbiome is, 70% or more of the immune system to begin with?
Well, I mean, it seems patently obvious to us, doesn't it? You talk about the immune system influencing cancer. The microbiome really is the immune system. I mean, they're not synonymous, but it is a large part of the immune system. Man, there's no doubt. And you look at the fact how your gut bacteria may protect you from cancer, right? How would good microbes protect you from cancer, Robert? Let me give you a quiz.
Well, I mean, one of the things is the microbes themselves can sequester things that aren't supposed to be there when they're in a healthy balance, right? Pro-inflammatory compounds.
Yeah.
On the other side of it, if you have an imbalanced microbiome with opportunistic bacteria that are not to your benefit, They can also be pro-inflammatory, and inflammation, chronic inflammation in an area like colorectal cancers, you'll see years and years, and they may not ever identify it, of this inflammation that preceded that cancer.
Absolutely, Robert. And, the thing is, a lot of people still don't realize that when they hear bacteria, automatically we think that it's bad. But the ratio of good to bad bacteria, I believe, is about 70-30 in your gut. And so you've got 70% good bacteria. And that when that gets out of whack, it's, again, it's like the ratio that we're after. We're after that ratio. If it's 50-50, you're not going to be as healthy. And it's like the hormones. It's not about who has more testosterone and who has more estrogen. It's the what are the ratios that are typical in a man and a woman. It's the same thing with the bacteria. There's good and bad. We got to keep that ratio of good to bad appropriate. And that's why probiotics, everyone should be supplementing with probiotics, period.
You know, it's interesting about this article about many, many factors that they're bringing up here when they talk about the bacteria. They say and acknowledge that your diet makes a difference. You know, it obviously will feed good or bad, as we say, but also the role of antibiotics in stripping the gut and resulting in dysbiotic or opportunistic infections. Dr. Batar talks often about that. And they say one thing they focus on in this article is about the role of short-chain fatty acids in disease prevention. So they were carrying experiments out on the role of these molecules called SCFAs. And they say it's produced by gut bacteria during the digestion of fruits and vegetables, and they can move from the gut bacteria into our gut lining cells, affecting our genes and our cells' behavior. So they're actually following the trail, so to speak. If we put this XYZ food in, what happens, right? But interestingly enough...
Robert,
what?
It doesn't matter. Nutrition doesn't matter. That's what?
What do you mean?
It doesn't matter. But, of course, this article in and of itself is telling us, yes, it does. It plays a huge role in health. Go ahead.
Except that it doesn't. You're right. You're right, TMB. It doesn't. Because according to the study, at the end of the study, they say this bodes well in our direction for new research into drugs that can mimic what food does. So screw the short-chain fatty acids. We'll come out with a synthetic drug to try and do the same thing. Of course, the side effects might be cancer as well. I mean, again, this is a dunderheaded doctor that would go, oh, wow, this study's kind of interesting. Oh, wait, forget about that nutrition stuff they just talked about. They just told me that this is going to help them develop a cancer drug.
Yes. And it all skews back to the drug-intensive style of medicine that's practiced. So you can have an article like this, and it's still like, oh, let's find some drugs that'll do this just as good, when we know that drugs don't do it just as well. They never have, and they never will. But they're patentable, they're expensive, and they're very lucrative for the pharmaceutical industry. So that's where the focus is, and it's all about money. And we know that. We've proved it. We've shown it in the Flex Report. And every time we speak, we demonstrate that. The reality is it's all about money, and that's why we're looking to find a drug to mimic nature. Why don't we just go with nature and cut out
right.
the drugs?
Well, it kind of occurs to me. You had one job, right? You were studying to find out the cause of cancer in this case and find out that there are other things that can reverse it or prevent it. And you found out that certain foods, when eaten, produce certain bacteria that prevent and protect against colorectal cancer. That should have been the end of the story there. Now we go out with the press release. Where can we get, what food provides the best quantity and quality of short-chain fatty acids specific to this study? And we go, everybody should be doing that, right? But no, they say this is a great sign because now we've found this pathway, and now we can manipulate this pathway with a synthetic analog of these short-chain fatty acids. And as
yeah.
you said, patent protected, profit heavily, and make it available only through oncologists who can charge you know where we're going.
Robert, it reminds me of that movie Idiocracy, where the people have just deteriorated mentally so much in the future, 500 years in the future, that now they... To water the plants, they spray it with Brondo, which is the equivalent of Gatorade. Why? Because plants like electrolytes. I mean, it's diminished to that. When the reality is, look at what nature.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we water the plants, but man's tweaked it. I mean, it just reminds me of Idiocracy. The way that we try to do that with natural substances, you've got something that works great, but we try to tweak it and make it better, and it doesn't work.
Hmm. So, Super D, how would you quantify this study? Because halfway through, it's an awesome study. And then they go off the drug deep end. And so it's like, it's not junk science, but I mean, it's good, and then it goes to the junkyard.
Yeah, you know, we cover these types of studies all the time, and I know it's something that just irks you. Actually, this is one of those perfect opportunities. I don't know what's wrong with you today, Robert.
What?
Maybe you didn't get enough sleep or something, because usually this is where I would come in and I would say, look, they're doing some good, right? They're moving in the right direction. It's a positive move. You know, they're not quite there, but it's some good stuff. And you'd be like, no, I am the Sith Lord, and it must be all absolute 100%.
Right? The thing is, what are they going to do with it? It's the Sith Lord response to it that they're going to take and run with. They're not going to run with the Jedi fruits and vegetables. They're not, even though it's there, right? They pay lip service.
It's discouraging because they always do. I mean, at the end of the day, they get close, but then they always have to go the direction of trying to synthesize it and, be the next, greatest thing since sliced bread. And rather than just leave it alone, right, using common sense.
Yeah. Well, we still got work to do, TMB, despite all the good stuff that we've been doing, that you've been doing. It's like, my gosh, there's a lot more people that haven't heard the good news.
There are. A lot, but I want to go back before we continue here. And you mentioned Sith Lords, right?
Yes.
So you're a fan?
We could be nerds, yeah.
Okay. So do you have a synonym for the... what's called the Order of the Sith Lords in Star Wars? What are they called?
The New Order?
They're called Bane Sith Order. That's a tough one. It's a Star Wars quiz. I'll give you an easier one on the other side of the break.
All right, I flunked that one. Dude, I'm losing my nerd credentials here. TMB, this is embarrassing. I'm going to have to get them back, regain them after the break. Folks, go to robertscottbell.com. You can go to cancertruth.net, thetruthaboutcancer.com, organics.com. All the links are in the show notes. And we've got a lot more to do, but one more segment to do it in. See you on YouTube in just a moment.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at cancertutor.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42. 4424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, TMB, we are here. We're wrapping up Outside the Box OTB with TMB, RSB, and Super D. And Ty, Super D mentioned to me, reminded me of something in the first hour.
Go ahead, yeah.
He reminded me that this is a healing ministry, right? Because I was like, after three segments of the first hour, I'm like, I gave away so much information, I figured, you know, I should just leave now, and Super D and TMB could take over. But he said, but Robert, this is your healing ministry. How can you stop now? He's like, he busted me. He's like, he knows the one thing, that this is my passion, this is my perspective, is that the work we're doing here is, you know, you might call it a radio show, but honestly, it's empowering. It's really empowering to me just to be able to reveal this stuff to people to empower them. It's exciting, and I feel very fulfilled and happy, and I feel like the love is flowing through me. Now, here's an interesting study, and it's showing the link between regular attendance at religious services and health and longevity. Now, Super D has perspectives about 501c3 organized religions, and I get that. But I think the concept of fellowshipping with people who have similar views is healthy for you. It's not a bad thing. And I feel like, though, sometimes people restrict and limit that idea to only when they're in a church, synagogue, or mosque, rather than recognizing that all of life is a spiritual journey.
Yeah, Robert, I agree. And I can see how there would be a link between attendance at religious services and longevity. You know, when you go, you're peaceful, you're quiet, solitude, you're resting, you're in contact with other people that are, you know, they share your similar beliefs. You have fellowship with people. I can see where that would be essential. And you're right. It doesn't have to be an organized religious service. It can be anywhere you are. It's a day-to-day thing.
Yeah, I think that's important to remember, that you can worship anywhere. It's like, you make a, you call it a church, you call it a synagogue. Is it more holy than being out in, you know, a rainforest or a woods or a park, right? I think that perspective is that we expand that concept of fellowshipping and worshiping, right? And not limit it, not restrict it. But I acknowledge that, you know, if you spend time with people who love God like you do, that can be and is often very uplifting and beneficial to health and longevity. I don't know, Super D, if you've got a counterpoint to that, because we're always open to different views, but I find I got no problem with this study and this acknowledgement.
No, I don't think so. No, do I think it's it has to be tied to, say, church services? I think you can probably obtain the same thing regardless of whether you're in a brick and mortar building or you are experiencing spirituality in whichever way that you choose to experience it. I think the result is the same. Wouldn't you agree?
I agree with that. Yeah, I mean, the place doesn't matter, man. It's not about the fancy building or the ornate pictures. So well, I agree completely.
And that's what I want this expansion, this concept for people to understand. When you argue for religious freedom, don't let them tie it to a church or a synagogue or a mosque, because then they got you. They trapped you, just like they've trapped many of the churches, just like Pastor Chuck Baldwin has said, you know, that have asked permission of the government to have special status. And they're not free to speak because they're under the auspices of a secular federal government. Now, I'm not arguing for a denominated religious state. That's not what I'm on. But the freedom of religion, absolutely. The First Amendment is essential. And everything you do could be argued that everything falls under that First Amendment, that protected freedom of religious belief and behavior, as long as you violate nobody else's rights through coercion, through fraud, deceit, etc. And it's not that difficult to understand. But for some reason, I think we've lost our way in this country.
Well, Robert, you're helping people to find their way again. And so I appreciate all that you're doing, man. How much time we got left in this episode?
Oh, about a minute.
Good, because I have one more question. I want to let the viewer or the listeners know that over the break,
yes,
I was giving Robert some more quizzes on Star Wars, and he was doing great. He nailed a few questions. So here's one more question. Now, this is a little bit harder. And I want you to think about this. Rutro, what character did George Lucas consider making a midget? This is true.
What character did
Chewbacca?
Luke Skywalker.
Oh, okay.
Luke was going to be a little person.
He was going to be a midget, but he wasn't. And that's why Super, when Princess Leia, or Luke rescues Leia, and she says, "Aren't you a little short for a stormtrooper?" That's why, because originally he was going to be a midget, and they left that line in by accident.
That's wild. I did not know that. Little people of the world should protest the Star Wars Episode 4 that Luke was not a little person. I don't even know if you're allowed to say midget anymore. But anyway, we're not politically correct. Folks, we got to go. TMB, tell them what they need to know.
You need to know the power to heal. Sure.
Awesome.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.